The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, says V'sefer, my tama goes by Rabbanu Tama. The Gemara, continuing to discuss, the Yud Ches Dover asks, why did Chazal say that Chazal would goyzer Tama on Sfarim? Says the Gemara, Amar Mishansha, betchiloi metznim es oichl netruma etzel sefer Torah, because people originally would put truma food next to the sefer Torah. Vamra, high kodesh for high kodesh. They said that the sefer Torah is kodesh and the truma is kodesh, and it caused people to make the mistake by putting food next to the sefer Torah. Kivin the kachazu to ka'asul daya pseida, since they saw that caused the food to become the sfarim to get ruined, because the mice would come to put the mice would come to eat the truma, gazbe rabbanim tuma. That's why the Chazal said that the food is tamei if you put it next to a sefer Torah. Then the Gemara said the Yadayim are Chazal said a tamei neish Yadayim askani ishein. The hands are constantly used for different purposes. And then the Gemara says, Tana, af yadayim haba makma sefer. Even hands that come in contact with a sefer are also poisless as a truma. Chazal said, pasal truma. If they're touched, that means if somebody touched a sefer and then he touched truma, his hands would make that truma tamei. And the Gemara explains why. Mishim the Rabbi Parnach, for what Rabbi Parnach taught us. Darim Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hoichas Sefer Torah Orim, if somebody holds a Sefer Torah without just holds the Sefer Torah straight, without anything in between, Nikva Orim, he's going to be buried without Tachrichim. Ask the Gemara, Orim Salkadatach, does that mean that he'll be buried without clothing? And as the Ritva explains, it isn't such a terrible punishment to be buried without clothing. Or if that's the entire punishment, doesn't represent such a terrible sin. Says the Gemara, Elam Rav Zera, what Rav Yochanan meant to say was, Orem b'lay mitzvahs. He'll be buried without mitzvahs. Ask the Gemara, b'lay mitzvahs akadayetach, because he did this Avera, does that negate all the other mitzvahs that he possibly might have done in his lifetime? Ela'ema, Orem mitzvah. He won't have that mitzvah. And Tosfos says, that means if he was learning, he won't have the schar for learning while he was holding a Sefer Torah without just touching the Sefer Torah with his bare hands. Or if he was doing galila, and there's a schar, there's a reward for doing galila, this person won't get the schar for doing galila if he touched the Sefer Torah without, if he touched the Sefer Torah without something in between, he just touched it with his bare hands. So as we discuss this issue, this halakhic issue of touching the Sefer Torah without, with your bare hands, we first need to try to understand why were Chazal so concerned about touching the Sefer Torah with your bare hands. The Rambam says that this gzeira, the second gzeira of touching a sefer with your bare hands, is connected to the first gzeira that we learned in our Gemara, the gzeira that one, the truma used to be put next to the svarim, that we learned that the sefer kodesh are metame. So in other words, according to the Rambam, the gzeira that sefer is metame yadayim is included in the gzeira that the sefer makes truma posel when truma comes in contact with a sefer. So says the Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTuma Perek Tes Halacha Hei. And the Achrayim try to understand the Rambam, because our Gemara is very clear in saying that the reason one is not allowed to touch a Sefer Torah with his bare hands is because of what Rav Parnach said and has nothing to do with Truma. So Rabbi Kiv Eger says that this question, he leaves this question actually with a Tzarech Iyan. The Chazon Ish attempts to explain the opinion of the Rambam. He says that actually originally Chazal made a gzeira that the Sefer is Metamed Yedayim because what Rav Parnach said. But once the Yud Ches Dover, the gzeira of the Yud Ches Dover was instituted, and we're learning in our Gemara that the gzeira of the Yud Ches Dover all is related to Tuma and Truma, so Chazal said that the gzeira that is touching a Sefer Torah with your bare hand should also be included in the Yud Ches Dover. So actually there were two stages, says the Chazon Ish in explaining the Rambam, in the evolution of this gzeira. Other Rishonim, however, take different approaches why Chazal instituted this gzeira. There are those that say that it's because of Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah demands that a Sefer Torah should not be touched with one hand, one bland, bare hands. If you look in the Maseilas Yesharim, Perek Yudtes, when he speaks about the Chelkei Chassidus, V'kam Dvarim, says the Maseilas Yesharim, Hizirunu Chazal, Shlo Yehei Mitzvahs Bezuyus Aleinu. Chazal were concerned that the mitzvah should be treated with the greatest respect. The Kfar Amru, says the Maseilas Yesharim, Kol Oichas Sefer Torah Orum, Nikva Orum, Emnei Bizui Mitzvah. So clearly, the Maseilas Yesharim, which is really a Rokeach, says this, and the Shlo says this. This has to do because of Kavod HaTorah. The Meiri, however, says that the concern is not specifically because of Kavod HaTorah, but it really speaks to the person. It's not speaking to the Sefer Torah. In other words, the way I understand the difference here is it a din in the Torah or is it a din in the person? Some say it's a din in the Sefer Torah. There's a certain way that a Sefer Torah should be treated. And included in the way a Sefer Torah should be treated is that a Sefer Torah should not be touched with bare hands. Or is it a din in the person? A person, it's a din in the yeshiva language, would be, is it a din in the Chefza? Is it a din in the Sefer Torah? Or is it a din in the Gavra, in the person who, how we should treat a Sefer Torah? And of course, this halacha is clearly quoted, is clearly mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Osalacha Sefer Torah Orem B'loim Mit Pachas. One is not allowed to hold a Sefer Torah without anything in between. Says the Ramah, Hagah, V'yesh Oymrim Dehu Adin, Shar Sifrei Kodesh. This is the din with all Sfarim. Says the Gemara, says the Ramah, however, V'loi Nagu Kain. It's not our minik specifically with other Sfarim. However, says the Ramah, V'toiv L'hachmer Im Loi Not L'yodav. It's appropriate to be machmer, not to touch any sfarim if you haven't washed your hands first. Whereas the difference between a Sefer Torah and everything else is by other sfarim, wash your hands first. By a Sefer Torah, you don't need to, even washing your hand would not help. It's interesting. If we look at the Beis Yosef here in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin, he says, "Vevshesh al zeh soimchem Hashkenazim sheoichsin Sefer Torah orim b'shor shemagbin oisoy lahar ksav l'am." That the Ashkenazim, the Beis Yosef says, aren't so strict about this halacha. Says the Darki Moshe here in Ois Beis to the Beis Yosef, "Vaniv b'nei b'neihem." He says, "I'm an Ashkenazi. For Lariisi Minigzeh Beinehem. I never saw that Ashkenazim should be lenient in the way they touch a Sefer Torah. Alan Adarabba, this Horimba Shloi Liga B'Sefer Torah Orim. They're very careful. And therefore, as the Ramah says, one can never touch a Sefer Torah with bare hands. The Taz attempts to say that what the Beis Yosef means is that the Ashkenazim are not careful about touching the Atzichayim, to touching the poles on which the Sefer Torah rests, and the Svardim are more machmer even in the touching not just of the Sefer Torah, but even in the case. Interestingly, the Bach says the reason that the Sfardim are more careful in that than the Ashkenazim is because the difference in the way a Sfardi Sefer Torah looks and Ashkenazi Sefer Torah looks. A Sfardi Sefer Torah is in a box. So of course you can't do Galila without touching the actual Sefer Torah. Our Sefer Torah, the Ashkenazi Sefer Torah, however, have the Atzichayim, and you therefore can do Galila, Hagba Galila, without touching the Sefer Torah, and therefore we need not be so strict. And the Mishnah Berurah indeed paskins that when it comes to Amudei, to the Atzichayim, even though we're learning now, there's opinions that one should not touch the Atzichayim with his bare hands. He says, if that's the minig, great. But the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, if in your shul the minig is that you touch the Atzichayim and you're going to not touch the Atzichayim, it looks like Yuhura. It looks like you're trying to be different than everyone else, and that's not something that is to follow. It's very interesting to point out that the Ravid defines Ha'oiches Sefer Torah Orem doesn't refer to touching the actual Sefer Torah. It means Ha'oiches Sefer Torah Orem means that the person who is holding the Sefer Torah is not wearing any clothing. And many Achroinim find the Ravid's opinion very difficult to understand, because the Ravid is the Gemara clearly, as we just learned the Gemara, is clearly speaking about touching the Sefer Torah. It's not referring to the person who is touching the Sefer Torah if he's wearing clothing. The Orem is on the Sefer Torah, not on the person. How did the Ravid come to this pshat? The Mefarshim have a very difficult time in understanding the Ravid. But perhaps, as we just explained, particularly according to the Meiri that we quoted, that the Meiri says that Pshat and Oichas Sefer Torah Orem, it has to do because we have to show the proper Kavodat Torah. So if it has to do with showing the proper Kavodat Torah, so included in that is, besides how we touch the Sefer Torah, is included how we dress when we're touching the Sefer Torah. And therefore it's very understandable what the Ravid says, that a person who's not wearing clothing cannot touch the Sefer Torah. It certainly shows a tremendous lack of Kavodat Torah. As we quoted the Ramah, when it comes to holding a Sefer Torah with one's bare hand, even if one washed his hands before he's holding the Sefer Torah, the halacha, the Ramah says, is that our meaning is that we wouldn't touch a Sefer Torah that way, which is actually the opinion of Tosfos quoted in our Gemara. The Ramban takes a different approach. The Ramban approach is that it only if you didn't wash your hands. What is the basis of the Machloikis or Ramban and Tosfos? It goes back to what we discussed at the beginning of this shiur, when we spoke about why did Chazal make a gzeira that one is not allowed to touch a Sefer Torah with bare hands. If we learn, as is clearly the opinion of the Rambam, that the Gzeira of Sefer Torah is connected to the Gzeira of Truma, the Gzeira of Tuma, that we shouldn't keep Truma next to Svarim, so then, if you wash your hands, then maybe you wouldn't have this concern. If the Pshat, however, is like the other Rishayim that we quoted, that the issue is an issue of Kavodat Torah, then indeed it wouldn't make a difference if you washed your hands or you didn't wash your hands. Furthermore, as we discussed, there's a discussion if this halacha applies to the Sefer Torah itself or also to the Atzei Chaim. So perhaps it's also connected to the issue that we're discussing. If the issue is, as the Rambam says, because of Truma, and we want to keep Svarim away from food, then wouldn't it make a difference to Sefer or the Atzei Chaim? If, however, the issue is not because of Kavod HaTorah, maybe it applies to Atzei Chaim as well. Or we could even go a step further. If we follow the opinion that it's a din in the Torah itself, then wouldn't it apply to the Atzei Chaim? The Atzei Chaim are obviously not the Torah themselves. If, however, we say it's a din in the Gavra, that the person approaching a Sefer Torah has to show a level of respect, then the halacha would be even on the Atzei Chaim as well. The issue that's discussed also is, what about other Kisvei Kodesh besides a Sefer Torah? So we find many different opinions. And again, those opinions are very connected, perhaps, to the issue that we're discussing. Is it a din in the Truma? So then maybe Kisvei Kodesh would have the same halacha as a Sefer Torah. If, however, it's a din in Kavod HaTorah, so then it's clearly a halacha in Sefer Torah specifically. And that's why we quoted Ramah, who says that one doesn't have to treat this other Svarim to the same level as he treats a Sefer Torah, and washing one's hand is adequate. When we speak about Megillas Esther, it seems to be a machlokes of the Ravid and the Rambam. The Ravid is more lenient. The Rambam is stricter. The Rambam very much, as we've been explaining, is Lishitosoi, because it's a din in Truma. And Truma, that din would be regarding every Sefer, not just Sifrei Torah. Interestingly, I saw a tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Yud Tes Simen Samach Zayin, where the Tzitz Eliezer says that one lechatchila should keep Megillas Esther in a case. He shouldn't just keep it in a scroll, very much in line with what we're discussing. Most Rishonim are much more lenient when it comes to discussing tefillin, simply on a practical level. You can't put on tefillin without touching them. Although, there is a very interesting Reb Kiva Eger. The Ramah in the Darkei Moshe quotes in Yerideya, Simen Resh Pei Hei, quotes the Maril, whose opinion is that when one walks in or out of a room, he should put his hand on the mezuzah. And when he leaves the house, he should say, Hashem Shomri, Hashem Tzili, Ayad Yemini, Hashem Yishma Tzaisi Uvoyi Mi'ata V'ad Oilam. And it's the remark quotes this as well in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Pei Hei. And the Arizal and others, the Shlah, say that one should kiss the mezuzah when he leaves the home. Says Reb Kiva Eger that as much as, of course, he respects what Ramah is telling us, there is no Gemara that says that one should touch, that one should kiss or touch the mezuzah as he exits or enters the room. But our Gemara is very clear, says Reb Kiva Eger, about touching Kisvei Kodesh with one's bare hands. And therefore, says Reb Kiva Eger, the lechatchila, if one has a mezuzah that isn't covered, one should not touch the mezuzah with his bare hands when he enters and exits a room. Similarly, the halacha of Mishnah Berurah says is that if somebody is walking, if somebody is doing Hagbah Galila and he has to fix the ureas of the Sefer Torah, he shouldn't touch the ureas themselves at all possible. He should touch them only by holding a talus and like that lifting the urea. And the Mishnah Berurah also discusses if one is fixing a Sefer Torah, if at all possible, one should minimize the actual touching of the Sefer Torah, if at all possible, based on our Gemara. The Mefarshim discuss why are Chazal so concerned about touching of a Sefer Torah, this point. So the Mefarshim explain that the Maral explains this. The Maral says that a Sefer Torah is only a malbush. The Sefer Torah is only the outside. There's much more depth to the Sefer Torah than what we see. And by not holding a Sefer Torah with our bare arms, that's exactly what we're showing. That we're showing that the Sefer Torah, that the Urias, carry in them much more depth than there is to what meets the eye. And in fact, I saw that the Mefarshim asked that, as we've learned, Eis Lasis Lashem Heferiter Secha, and nowadays Torah Shebal Peh may be written. So once Torah Shebal Peh may be written, why weren't Chazal strict with the Torah Shebal Peh as they are with Torah Shebal Ksav? And the halacha should be that one should not be allowed to touch a Gemara with his bare hands, now that the Gemara is allowed to be written. But according to the way we're explaining, that the Sefer Torah represents that there's depth in the Torah Shebal Ksav that we have to delve into, which isn't necessarily the same level in Torah Shebal Peh, by separating and differentiating between Torah Shebal Ksav and Torah Shebal Peh in this way, by showing that we don't touch the Sefer Torah, because we're showing that the Sefer Torah, that the Uriah, the cloth on which the Sefer Torah is written, has so much more to it, and we're not touching it because its kedusha is even in the cloth. Another pshat that I saw, that the Ksav Sofer, first of all, called a pshat that the Maram Shik actually says. He says, Ha'oicha Sefer Torah Orim means that a person is prepared to follow what it says in the Sefer Torah, but he's not prepared to follow the Gedorim V'Siyogim, the different rules that Chazal told us that we have to follow in order to protect the Sefer Torah. A person who doesn't have the proper respect to the Gedorim V'Siyogim that Chazal gave to Sefer Torah, Nikfa Orim, that person is buried naked, that his learning and his following the Torah, even if he learned, his learning isn't a real learning because he doesn't feel the need to follow the gzeiros that Chazal instituted. But the Ksav Sofer takes a different approach. The Ksav Sofer's approach is that you have people that are prepared to follow what it says in the Sefer Torah, but they're not prepared to follow the other part, which are so important in learning, and that is Yerushalayim, and that is Midos. Ha'oich is Sefer Torah Orim. He holds the Sefer Torah without the trappings that are required around the Sefer Torah, that one must have. That one must have Yerushalayim, and that one must have Midos Tovus. Nikfa Orim, his learning is not a learning that is what Hashem is looking for. It's a naked learning. It's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants Yerosoi, Kedemus L'chachmasoi, that our Torah learning should be very much coupled with Midas Tovus and Yirat Shamayim.